What is the difference in practice between mindfulness, vipassana, insight, and concentration, samatha? How does directed and non-directed practice fit here? And since, as I understand, the idea is to build continuity, what about time not in formal practice? Thanks. Well, first thing is that the mindfulness tends to, say, is not equated with vipassana or insight. Vipassana, insight practice, reflection, investigation, that's its own sort of practice. Relies on mindfulness as a foundation, requires mindfulness in order to be effective. Concentration, samatha, like tranquility, stability of mind, firmly establishing the mind, that also requires mindfulness. Mindfulness is your bridge for all of the and the foundation for all of the practices. Yeah, and definitely the sense of continuity, the time that's not in formal practice, on a certain level is actually more important than the formal practice, in that because we spend more time in ordinary circumstances than we do in formal practice. So that really placing importance and seeing the value in trying to bring that mindfulness and discernment into all of the things we do. And then, of course, that's why precepts are when we speak of continuity of practice, the continuity also comes from the conditions that we set up and establish around us, because it's not just a mental exercise that one's doing. It's living one's life, and the cultivation of using the precepts as a basis for skillful action, and refraining from unskillful action, because those unskillful actions lead to a dissonance in the mind. They lead to agitation. They lead to problematic relationships with people in the world around us. So that just the basic five precepts are tremendous protection for oneself in trying to build that continuity in practice. So that it's something that helps protect the Dhamma. And also in terms of continuity in practice, is that paying attention to opportunities for the cultivation of spiritual qualities, the barmi of generosity, of virtue, of patience, of different being able to put forth effort in things, and being able to adhere to truth and truthfulness, to loving kindness, to have determination. All those are what are called barmi. They're spiritual qualities, and those help provide a continuity, an anchor and a stability and a brightening to the mind. Also, paying attention to the having good friends in Dhamma, being with associating with people who are supportive and share a common aspiration or standard of living. And that's extremely helpful for that continuity of our practice.